Well, you know, each week at this time, and most weeks not at all, we honor a town, village, or burg. That's right. It's time once again for Town of the Week. And here is Sarah Nix.
Smack in the heart of Northeast Texas, Mount Pleasant is the seat of Titus County. The area was originally part of the terrain of the Cato Indian tribe. They built large burial mounds, and local lore goes that the Cato people spoke of a pleasant mound in the central part of what is now Titus County. European settlers in the 1830s named Mount Pleasant after it. The town was a stop on
They named it after what?
After the Pleasant Mound in the central part.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Hence the name Pleasant or Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. The town was a stop on the Clarksville to Jefferson Road, and by 1850, Mount Pleasant had a population of 227. It was primarily a farming community where cotton and corn were the main cash crops. Mm-hmm. In 1861, Titus County voted for secession and sent 1,500 men to fight in the Confederate Army. During the Civil War, blacksmiths, carpenters, harness makers, and wheelwrights built wagons to support the Confederacy.
Wagons.
After the war, the Narrow Gauge Railroad moved in, and Mount Pleasant became a transportation hub.
Narrow gauge.
Population grew to 963 in 1890. The economy shifted toward logging, coal mining, and brickmaking in the early 20th century. Currently, the population stands at about 15,000. It's the birthplace of a fistful of NFL players. Including one whose name might be familiar to Packer fans. Former Green Bay running back Basil Mitchell is from Mount Pleasant. So is Krista Branch, the singer of the Tea Party anthem, I Am America.
Oh.
If you're in Mount Pleasant and looking for something fun to do, you can watch the Mount Pleasant High Tigers play or the Chapel Hill High School Red Devils. Before the game, there are a couple of locally owned barbecue places to check out. There are also more than 17,000 acres of parks and lakes for fishing, swimming, and water skiing. Mm-hmm. And that is our Town of the Week, Mount Pleasant, Texas.
Thank you, Sarah. Sounds like a little bit of paradise there.
Doesn't it?
In Texas.
Yep. Barbecue, yep. NFL players, can't go wrong.
You name it.
Yep.
And all those acres, that's amazing. 17,000 acres, say something like that?
Yeah, I figured out that's about an acre per resident, an acre plus per resident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's 15,000. Did you figure that out?
Yeah, I did.
Did you divide?
I figured out it was like an acre plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. And we're calling now randomly. Lyle is. Hi, Lyle. He's calling randomly now. It may not be this town, but when he goes random, he goes random. He usually looks for a Feldman.
In Mount Pleasant.
Places that I've never seen one, like Mount Pleasant, Texas. I doubt there's a Feldman. Did you find a Feldman out there yet? Did you try? Lyle? You did?
I see his mouth moving.
His mouth is moving.
He may be talking on the phone. His mouth is moving a lot.
Oh, that's just a little quirk he's got there.
His hand's waving now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, isn't that cute? Yeah. He does that, though. He does. I don't know what it is. He's chewing something.
We have somebody from Texas in the audience.
Yeah. You're not from Mount Pleasant, though, right? You're from Sulphur Springs.
Yeah. Mount Pleasant's about 58 miles. 58?
Oh, you're pretty close.
Oh.
Have you been to Mount Pleasant? Do you like it? She likes it.
That's good.
Okay. Oh, and we have someone now, Shannon Norfleet from Mount Pleasant. You can fill us in a little more than that, I guess. Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi. Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Did Lyle explain to you that we're the show called What Do You Know?
He did.
Yeah. Have you heard of it?
I have not.
No, that's okay. It's actually Michael Feldman's What Do You Know, and I'm him.
Okay. But,
and Mount Pleasant is our town of the week.
Now, how did we become town of the week?
Well, we threw a dart at a map.
Okay.
That's how we do it here, because it's strictly impartial that way, and it landed right on Mount Pleasant. So we were thinking maybe you could fill us in on Mount Pleasant. Did you happen to hear what Sarah said about it?
I did.
Yeah.
She said about the Indians, where they settled the place, an acre per person.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty true.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Mount Pleasant. Do you just want me to tell you about it?
Oh, sure.
Or tell
me. Were you born there? Are you a native?
I was born not far from there. I am actually married to they call them Bimps, born in Mount Pleasant. And after we got married, I moved there. So.
So you married a Bimp?
I married a Bimp.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And what does that entail? Is that a lot of responsibility if you marry a Bimp?
It really does. It comes with a lot of responsibility to be a Bimp.
Yeah.
You have to pretty much keep up an acre per person, like you said.
Yeah. So you're actually in charge of that acre plus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What have you done with yours?
With ours, we put a little lake in, and we have some fishing, and That's what Mount Pleasant is pretty famous for, I'd say. It's located in northeast Texas. Mm-hmm. We're between Dallas and Texarkana, mm-hmm. and surrounded by lakes, and it's cattle country.
Mm-hmm.
With Mount Pleasant, our slogan, it says, Mount Pleasant, everything Texas. So whenever you think of something about Texas, it pretty much has it there. What do you think about Texas? What comes to your mind?
Well, I was thinking about Sulphur Springs, but that's just because they're here now from Sulphur Springs in our audience, some people. So.
Our neighbors. We love Sulphur Springs.
Yeah.
Did they tell you about their bathrooms?
About their what?
About their bathrooms downtown.
Their bathrooms downtown? No, she didn't mention anything about a bathroom downtown. What about it?
They have mirrored glass bathrooms.
No.
On their courthouse square, and you can sit in the bathroom and look out, but they can't see into you. That's Sulphur Springs, not Mount Pleasant.
Wait a minute. You can go to the bathroom on the courthouse square, right on the square, and you can see them, but they can't see you?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm not going to one of those.
Is that true? She says that's true.
Well, that's, I wouldn't lie.
Well, would you like something like that on your acre in Mount Pleasant? A little
No.
Allegedly see-through bathroom, Rebecca. I wonder what the thinking was behind that.
Tourist trap? I don't know. Something different.
What does Mount Pleasant have something similar, or other tourist attractions besides like bathrooms on the square? You can.
Well, when we come to things, we have coming up at the end of the month. We have our Everything Texas Fest and rodeo. That's exciting. That's very Mount Pleasant-ish.
Yeah. Everything Texas. And what comes with that?
It has everything Texas. You think of cowboys and rodeos and. Preford Ranch and Rodeo Equipment, they're the largest manufacturer of that in the whole entire world, mm-hmm. and they're housed out of Mount Pleasant. We have a big rodeo complex and at this festival. Pretty much anything you can think of that relates to Texas.
Are
corn
you
dogs.
And what?
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs, yeah. Think of that. And which of those things are you involved with yourself or your family? Are you in the rodeo end of things, or are you a fisherwoman? Or?
Actually, I am kind of a fisherwoman. We are camping right now. We're at a bass tournament.
Oh, you are? Right now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. East Texas is known for our lakes. It's got Lake of the Palms and Lake Bob Sandlin's running all there on there. So right now we're at a bass tournament.
Bass tournament. Is your husband out in the boat or what?
He is.
Yeah?
Yep.
The bimp?
Come on,
the bimp
moon.
Is out in the boat?
Yep.
Oh, and
the glass stole it.
Yeah. Talking with you is a pleasure, I gotta say, Shannon. It's a one in a million, but it's really a pleasure talking to you. And why aren't you out in the boat with a bimp, though?
I'm about to go. I just didn't wake up that early.
Oh. He got up early to go out in the bass?
Oh, yeah. They head out at about 4 a.m., so that's not really my speed.
Has he done well in this tournament before? Or?
A couple of years ago, he placed in that place, and Big Bass of the Hour. And
yeah, the Big Bass of the Hour?
Uh-huh.
What do you get for that?
About $5,000.
No kidding.
Yeah, this is serious business. You can win a boat and a truck and a trip to Disney World and all sorts of things.
Well, that's absolutely amazing. So when is he, do you know how he's doing? Is there any way, do you communicate?
No, but we have another friend who's in second place, so.
No kidding.
That's good. Uh-huh. It runs through this afternoon.
Wow. What does the winner get of this bass thing?
What did you say?
Well, the winner of the bass fishing contest.
They get a boat and a truck and
they get all
cash
that.
And, big prizes.
They're set for life. They can retire after winning the bass tournament, huh?
Uh-huh.
We have them up here, but I don't think they give you anything very much. I think you get an Evinrude or something. About the best you can get. So, and then did you raise a family out there, Shannon?
I have one daughter. Yep. Yep, it's a great place to raise a family.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of things to do for the kids. It's very country. It's whenever that you said that about the acreage. It's a nice, safe place for your kids and raising a family there.
Yeah.
Lots of things to do with the outdoors.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. If we were coming down there to Mount Pleasant, and now we have your name and we know where you live, the Norfleet. Yeah. And then, so if we were coming in, where would you take us? There's places that maybe tourists wouldn't know about, but where local people go. Where would we go?
I would definitely take you out to the lakes. I just think that's some of the most beautiful country. Mm-hmm. I'd take you to eat at Pete's Barbecue. It's a local attraction. It's awesome barbecue, pizza, yeah. Texas style.
Yeah.
It's in a big barn.
Texas style pizza?
Uh-huh.
What is in Texas style pizza?
I don't know. It's deliciousness. Pure magic. I don't know. Barbecue.
Barbecue I sort of get, right.
Yeah. Barbecue on the pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then we're going out. It's nighttime. Night falls. And we want a little libation, maybe a little dancing, whatever. Where do we head? Where do we head?
Around Mount Pleasant at night, we have...
Just stay indoors?
It's not like if you would stick with that. No, I guess that we do. We have a cultural arts center at our local college. They bring things in all the time.
Yeah.
I'm
not thinking about culture so much here at this point. We're thinking about a little libation, a little local color.
We have a pasture party.
Yeah. A pasture party?
Yes. You have not lived.
Are you saying I'm past my party, or are you saying a party in the pasture?
A party in the pasture, yes, sir.
Okay, and how do you dress for that? I don't know. I've never been to one. How does that work? What do I wear? I mean, and what should I bring? What do I bring?
You just bring a cooler. And we'd build a fire, and everyone parked their trucks around in a big circle, and they'd let their tailgates down, so that's your seating.
Uh-huh. Sit on the tailgates.
Uh-huh.
And then whatever happens, happens.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just friends and fun.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. I'd love to do that. I have to get a cooler with wheels on it or something, all right? One of those you pull.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Shannon. Well, you know, I hope we talk again sometime. I think we should just talk to each other regardless of this show or what it is. You know, it isn't.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Off air, I can tell you more.
Yeah. Oh, good. I want a party pasture with you or a pasture in the party with you. And, of course, the family and, of course, the bimp as well. They can all be there. But
oh, yeah.
I'm not talking.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's all in the up and up. Shannon, thank you so much for speaking with us. We have a little something for you just for being so nice.
Shannon, we'll be sending you the Pride of America's Dairyland in a scrumptious selection of 10 premium certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's Organic Valley family of farms.
Very good. Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you.
We'll have to get an address from you and all that, so just stay on the line for a second. But thanks so much. Shannon Norfleet for Town of the Week, Mount Pleasant, Texas. She's so good-humored. I've really been drinking quite a bit, I think. One of the two. Or both. But she's great. And so we can actually pick a Town of the Week now.
We can. Well, somebody can.
Yeah, if someone would care to throw this dart here. I don't have my...
Somebody's very eager, right there in the front row.
Hi, hi, dear. How are you doing? Okay. Have you thrown a dart before?
This will be my first time.
Oh, good. Let's
mind get back.
Can I spin you around a couple times? No. This is our rearranged map of the U.S., and you just go ahead.
Go
do your worst.
All right.
I think look. I hit the ocean.
You did, but it's really close to Morgan City, Louisiana. So we'll take that. Congratulations. Thank you so much for being here. Morgan City, our Town of the Week. For next week, or next month.
Or next year.
Fabulous.